When you or a loved one receives a diagnosis and a doctor is urging you to act quickly, your first instinct might be to just do it. Then someone suggests that perhaps a second opinion might be a good idea, but that may seem like it's easier said than done. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Erin Singleton of the Patient Advocate Foundation about when to seek a second opinion and how to go about getting one.
When should a patient get a second opinion? What are the medical situations that warrant it?
I would say that if you have any doubts of your doctor or you don't have a good working relationship, then that's probably a good indication. In addition to maybe doubts about your diagnosis, the stage of disease, maybe the doctor does not have expertise in your diagnosis. Also, rare diseases, or if you're given no hope or a course of treatment. When your diagnosis is really complex, the procedure seems very risky or a permanent consequence, and when there's less invasive alternatives that could be considered. At the end of the day, I really think it's important that if you feel that you have any doubts at all, it is a personal choice and you probably should seek a second opinion.
So if a person feels insecure about confronting their doctor, they may think they could try to bypass that step and get a second opinion without letting the doctor know. But on the other hand, they need all that data that the doctor has collected to make the diagnosis.
I feel like if you are feeling that way and you can't confront your doctor, it's probably a pretty good indication that you should seek a second opinion. And while you could technically do that without gaining the knowledge of that, you are going to have to gain access to your medical records one way or another to be able to make that transition. So it is best if you could speak to your provider or someone in that office.
Should you rely on your physician or the staff to identify the second opinion doctor?
I think it's certainly one way. They are a professional in that field of practice, so they might have many points of contact in which to direct you, but that's not the only method in which you can get a referral. You can call universities, teaching hospitals, medical societies, or even identify someone that you trust to help with alternatives. You know, talking about if you're referred within the same practice or maybe a friend or a colleague to the provider, your goal is to get the most objective opinion. So you want an independent review, and those who practice together are likely to think the same way. So seeking someone outside the practice or friendship could give a better, fresh perspective. There's a lot of resources and connections through societies to make that available to you.
If you are preparing to visit another doctor and get that second opinion, anything that you should do in advance?
Requesting all your medical records to be sent to the provider, or you can personally choose to pick them up. Sometimes there's a cost associated for you personally to get your records, so a lot of people will choose to just sign the medical release and have them sent over to their provider of choice. You might have to go to a couple different locations to make that all coordinate. You want to verify a receipt of those before you show up so that you can avoid any delay or unnecessary follow-up. Have a list of questions that you want to ask. Maybe consider taking another person with you to take notes and remember the discussion. Oftentimes people that are going through this process probably have been delivered a result that it might be hard for them. And so having someone there to do that is helpful. And of course, I just think it's important to point out, too, the traveling aspect of things. You might be wanting to go to the facility that is well known for that particular disease. If you are required to seek out-of-town, out-of-state resources, there are some programs out there to help financially. I think trying to get all of that prepared and just making sure that you have everything available so that your appointment goes smoothly and you don't have to have unnecessary follow-ups.
That was Erin Singleton with the nonprofit, the Patient Advocate Foundation, speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.